Another animal mystery now, this one unsolved, and it may involve a crime. Over the weekend, six sea lions were found dead near the Bonneville Dam along the Columbia River between Oregon and Washington. Sea lions have been coming in recent years to feed on the spring run of Chinook salmon. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife set traps to catch the sea lions, and that's where the animals were found. Initially, it was thought the sea lions were shot, but now that appears not to be the case. Rick Hargrave is a spokesman for Fish and Wildlife.
From the very beginning, although it appeared that they had been shot, we wanted to make sure that, you know, that was confirmed. So in this case, what we thought was gunshot wounds are certainly not now. So now they're going to move forward and try to find out what the cause of death is of these animals.
Now, why was it assumed that they had been shot originally?
Well, I think there were some markings on the animals possibly that indicated that they may have been shot. And then when they looked into it closer, what they saw were shallow puncture wounds that were attributed to sea lion bite marks. When they initially pulled the animals off the trap and ran metal detectors over them, they did get some hits on there. These sea lions are sometimes shot at, whether it be on the Columbia River or elsewhere. What they found was old buckshot and a .22 slug, but nothing that indicated that those were the cause of death for those animals.
Why would people be shooting sea lions in the first place?
Well, and that's a good question, Melissa. I think they believe that these sea lions possibly don't belong there in the Columbia River, and they unfortunately make poor choices to shoot them.
And this has been a problem for some time, I gather. The salmon stocks have been going down, and the numbers of sea lions coming to feed on them have been going way up.
Yeah, this is a new phenomena, having this number of sea lions up this far in the Columbia River system. And where they are is where there's a lot of fishing opportunities. And so you get fishermen and sea lions in the mix, and it creates some problems.
Let's describe these traps where the sea lions were found. There are platforms floating on the river, surrounded by metal fencing, and the idea is the sea lions come in to rest, and they're trapped if someone on the island, which is restricted, there's restricted access on the island, someone on the island pulls a cord and shuts the door.
These doors are always kept open because we want the sea lions to come up and off. That's what they're used to doing, is hauling out of the water, lounging around, and then getting back in the water. And they've gotten comfortable with those floating platforms out there. And then during those times when we were doing our trapping and transfer operations, you'd peep over the rail, you'd see if there were sea lions on those particular traps that you wanted to keep, then you would pull that rope pretty hard, and then that would release the latch, and then the door would come down.
And this is part of the mystery, because when you found the dead sea lions, those doors on the traps had been sprung. They were closed.
They were closed, yes.
So how could that have happened?
And that's one of the facets of the investigation. They have to, you know, piece together some information to see how those doors had come down.
Well, a lot of questions still unanswered. Rick Hargrave, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Rick Hargrave is a spokesman for the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.